The clay particles, which is what you're going to be examined on the test coming up, the structure of, those clay particles then, where they're dominated by calcium and magnesium, these will be low exchangeable sodium percentage clays and they will have good structure. Now, when we looked at the characteristics of our soil, structure is one of the important things that we look at. The soils which have got a high amount of exchangeable sodium then are swelling clays, and these ones then are problematic soils in terms of agriculture and in terms of engineering. When we've got a soil with clays dominated by sodium then, with high exchangeable sodium percentage, low conductivity, so it's no salinity, then that material will form a colloidal dispersion, and once it's colloidally dispersed, the interlayer spaces will tend to swell up. The material then separates layer by layer and disperses readily. So the swelling process itself is driven by exchange cation hydration. So in the interlayer space, we're pulling water molecules in and we're binding around the cation. And then the other thing that's operating is osmotic pressure. Because osmotic pressure, all we need is a barrier, which is able to allow water to transport across it. And on one side of that barrier, we've got a high concentration of ions, and on the other side, a low concentration. So our clay interlayer space